That judgment question brings us to one of the more provocative concrete proposals making the rounds today. An essay titled "Prevent Cognitive Debt by Manually Retyping LM-Generated Code," 86 points, 62 comments, argues that developers should, when they accept AI-generated code, retype it by hand rather than copy-paste it. And the HN thread is a genuine argument.
I want to be honest about my initial reaction, which was skeptical. Retyping code that you just watched an AI generate feels like it could be pure theater. You're not really thinking any harder just because your fingers are moving. But the argument being made is more specific than that. The claim is that the physical act of retyping forces sequential reading at a pace that actually engages comprehension. Whereas reading code on a screen, especially code that looks syntactically clean, often triggers a pattern matching response where your eyes skip through it and your brain signals, "looks fine," without actually processing the semantics.
There's some cognitive science backing that intuition. The distinction between recognition and recall is well documented. It's much easier to recognize a correct answer when presented with it than to generate or reconstruct the answer independently. Retyping is closer to recall. You're forced to hold the logic in working memory even briefly, which creates more durable understanding than passive recognition.
The HN commenters are splitting roughly into three camps. One group is saying this is exactly the right habit, and they've been doing it independently. Another group is arguing that the value isn't in the retyping itself, but in the code review practice. That you could achieve the same comprehension by mandating a careful line-by-line review before accepting code, and retyping is just a forcing function for people who can't do that review discipline mentally. The third camp thinks the entire premise becomes moot as AI context windows grow large enough that the AI understands your code base better than any individual developer can hold in their head.
That third camp is interesting to me because it's an argument for accelerating toward the meat proxy future, not resisting it. If the AI has better context than you do, the argument goes, maybe your job is to specify intent at a higher level of abstraction and let the AI handle implementation details, which is genuinely defensible as a workflow, but it requires being very honest about what you're giving up in terms of deep system understanding.
And the cognitive debt framing in the title is apt. Debt is a useful mental model here because it accrues invisibly and compounds. A developer who spends 6 months accepting AI-generated code without deeply understanding it hasn't just failed to learn. They've potentially built incorrect mental models, or no mental model at all, for large sections of a code base they're nominally responsible for. When something breaks in that code at 2 a.m., the debt comes due.
The counterargument that several commenters make is that this has always been true of abstractions. Most developers using React don't understand the reconciliation algorithm deeply. Most people using databases don't understand B-tree internals. We've always had layers of abstraction that we accept without fully modeling. The question is whether LLM-generated code is a qualitatively different kind of abstraction or just a new layer.
I think the disanalogy is that when you use React, the abstraction is stable and documented. The reconciliation algorithm doesn't change every time you render a component. LLM-generated code is stateful in a different way. It reflects the model's interpretation of your intent at a specific moment, and that interpretation can be subtly wrong in ways that don't surface until conditions change. Understanding the code you're shipping matters more when the authorship is uncertain.
That's a point I think is genuinely underappreciated in these discussions. The accountability question. When the code you ship has an uncertain origin, part you wrote, part AI generated, part pasted from Stack Overflow, and it fails in production, the forensics get complicated. Retyping is one way of reasserting authorship and ownership, which, from a professional liability standpoint, matters.